We'll call the Gage County Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, February 19, 2025, to order at 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Open Meetings Act is on the floor to my left against the wall. Attendance by observation, Adams, Claybaugh, Haxby, Tiemann, Lytle, Dorn, and Juergens. Up first is a consent agenda. Approve the general agenda. Approve the minutes of the meeting held February 5th, 2025. Approve all claims through February 19th, 2025 in the amount of $1,026,869.29. Accept claim number 250-20187 to Johnny's Welding, Inc., Johnny's Welding in the amount of $600, and claim number 250-20194 to RL Tiemann Construction, Inc., in the amount of $28,221.35 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Sheriff's Office collection of distress warrants for 2025 January. Approve utility permit number 1324. To Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. Windstream will be replacing a fiber line along South 96th Road, approximately a half mile north of Aspen Road. Windstream will plow the new line starting at pedestal S5150OC in the east grader ditch of Gage County right-of-way and continue plowing east on Deer Lane private property to pedestal S5110G, located in Section 14, Township 6 North, 387 East, Nemaha Township. Approve utility permit number 1325 to Windstream, Nebraska, LLC. Windstream will be replacing a fiber line on Scott Road, approximately a half mile west of Highway 77 in the South Grader Ditch. Windstream will start at pedestal 40 DG and plow 36 inches deep for approximately 200 feet, then transition to bore a 2-inch diameter by 48-inch deep line under the bridge structure, pedestal 43 DI, located north of Section 6, Township 3 North, Range 6 East, Riverside Township. Windstream will also need a city permit and approval for this project. Approve caretakers for the Pioneer Cemeteries for the 2025 season. I'd ask for a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented, unless there are any items you'd like to pull off.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Adams, second by Lytle to approve the consent agenda as presented. Any discussion?
Good question. It says approve caretakers. Since that's capitalized, is that like the name of the company?
No, it was copy and pasted for,
it would be the same caretakers as previous years.
Yeah. It's just got capital C instead of a
non.
Well, I didn't know if it was like, because there's Boy Scouts, there's different things like that.
That's all these, yeah.
We just want to show that they're all important, actually.
Okay.
I'd also like to add that we will have a closed session at the end of the meeting for personnel. Motion by Adams, second by Lytle. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Regular agenda. Approve or disapprove claim number 250-20187 to Johnny's Welding, Inc. in the amount of $600.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I thought we were going to fail to have a second. Motion by Dorn, second by Haxby to approve claim number 250-20187. Please vote. 6 in favor with Juergens abstaining.
Make a little longer and make you panic a little bit.
Approve or disapprove claim number 250-20194 at RL Tiemann Construction, Inc. in the amount of $28,221.35. This would bring the total of claims paid to $1,055,690.64. This is a company I am associated with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Adams. Quickly, any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor with Tiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Welcome to all the public. Thank you for coming. Welcome to the press. Sometimes you're our only public. no comment, we'll move on to committee reports. Building and grounds, winter lights, Mr. Dorn.
Dave's here. He can fill us in.
Morning. We didn't have too much. Our biggest concern was our ramp heating system. Doesn't seem like it's working hardly at all these days. So we're kind of just keeping it clean with the snow, which is easy to do. But over the past few years, it has been kind of fizzling out. And this year, just acts like it, I don't know if the lines are just crushed in there or what, but it doesn't work. So we did talk about that, and I'll come up with some other options of how we can improve that. We had our fire alarm testing on Monday, and that all went well. I should have a proposal for the boardroom as far as staining the woodwork, and then after that we can start painting and moving forward with that. That's about it.
Any updates on Applied Connective?
Yes, they will be here in March. Just got an email.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. Good. They'll be here in March to start with the cabling and audio portion. They're still waiting on the procurement phase for the products. Yes, March 2025, that's what I
Wonderful.
Yeah.
That is good news. I'm always the last to know. So.
Well, I sent an email this morning and asked for an good update because I figured we'd have that question. So.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Equalization, we had a brief update from Patty this morning. Not a lot of new information. Her numbers will be going in. Hers will be submitted by March, and then she'll find out from the state if they're approved in May. Finance and insurance, Mr. Juergens.
Large ticket items, Applied Connective Technologies, IT services, supplies and maintenance, $11,977.05. Gage County, fund transfer, miscellaneous general to road department, $400,000. MIPS Incorporated, computer support, $29,107.49. Washington County Sheriff, boarding inmates, $14,019. Bees Enterprises Incorporated, bridge plank, $12,335.36. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, Rock and Gravel, $14,165.38. RL Team and Construction, Township, Gravel and Hauling, $28,221.35. Sapp Brothers Petroleum, Fuel, Oil, $30,840.02. TC Industries of Canada Company West, Greater Blades, $32,083.20.
Thank you, Mr. Juergens. Human Resources, Employee Relations, we'll have a brief, closed session at the end of the meeting. Law Enforcement Emergency Management, Mr. Lytle. Mr. Lytle, Law Enforcement Emergency Management.
Gus, you got anything?
Not today.
Huh. Wow.
Set it up for next time.
Lisa.
Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
I just wanted to brief you a little bit on some scheduling changes. Good morning, Amanda, too. As far as the Storm Spotters training, we changed that from Thursday. So we're going to go for an April 28th date. So hopefully it's not a real-time event training session, but that is our date. We've had some rescheduling of some meetings as well, 3 and 33, just because of weather impacts. But other than that, that's all I have this morning.
Sorry.
So thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa,
yeah.
Real briefly, do you have any new information for us on the consultants for the comp plan and the zoning update?
Sure. I did reach out to Thayer and to Jefferson as you had asked me to do so. So good comments from the Marvin Consulting Group. As you read through their proposal, I gave you each a copy of that. It clearly states kind of that phase process that they go through, establishing a county profile and so on. On the JEO side of things, good report there. That planning and zoning meeting is coming up statewide the first week in March, and so my hopes were also to reach out to some of those there as well.
Your next P&Z meeting's in March?
So we have not set our next P&Z meeting. That's the planning conference, the state planning conference that I'm alluding to. But we have not set our next meeting as today. So, but
I noticed on the conference on that Thursday, it had a how to select a consultant panel, and they had other companies there,
yes,
too. It might be worth listening and seeing.
I agree, Emily. That's true. So. There's probably others out there as well. I know JEO had put together a proposal just to do a review of our existing regulations, you know, and they put out a cost fee for that as well, which seems to be fairly reasonable. I think it was, you know, less than $2,500. So if you wanted, you know, someone to actually, with some knowledge of other counties and so forth, to read through the regs, it could be something considered. You wouldn't be necessarily tied into the comp plan, but yeah.
What did we do in the past? Did we get input from P&Z before hiring a consultant also?
Yes, we did. And then in the comp plan process, the public input meetings were part of that because it really focused on all facets, you know, school districts and our communities. It also, you know, in groups like Engage or, you know, some of those major employers in our rural communities were part of that as well. So because they are part of the comp plan. So
training change to April what?
28th. Yep. April 28th, 7 p.m. is still at the Homestead National Historical Park.
Maybe after that state meeting, we could kind of talk to the P&Z a little bit. Do you guys meet out there at all as a group, or do you just wait until you come back?
We usually, as far as have some brain power, brainstorming. In the past, they've offered a virtual option, so our members, you know, were able to, quite a large number of them. I don't have commitment from any members yet. It's going to be probably more of a last minute and then kind of key in to maybe some of those major information meetings that might be appealing to each one of them. So, but we hope we'll get somebody out there. I do plan to attend at least one day. So, but, okay.
Lisa.
Thanks.
Road and Bridge, Mr. Juergens.
Secretary.
Ms. Axby.
The dirt crew unloaded greater blades, hauled rock, reclaimed blade roads. Our township meeting is February 27th. The social hour is at 6 with the meeting starting at 7. The bridge foreman's hauling rock, checking for trees yet. And Mark met with Manelli Wagner to go over the 1 and 6 year plan and getting the next culverts ready to order.
Outstanding. We have a timed event at 9:15. We'll skip over that for now. Anyone with bids for rock and gravel, please feel free to turn them in across the hall. We will be closing those at 9:15. Dakota Hurley, Tourism Coordinator, and Patty Goh, Event Coordinator, present the Visitors Improvement Grant for 2025 to the Nebraska Cattlemen's Ball in an amount of $18,000. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a big event coming up in the county.
Yeah, so Patty's here as a representative for the Cattlemen's Ball that is coming up in June. And they are requesting funding in the amount of $18,000.
Specific part of this funding is to help with transportation of their over 4,000 guests that will be coming into this event. And then while we kind of have that captured audience, we are planning to really market and expose all of the rest of what Gage County has to offer while we're here. So one thing is we are ordering an additional 4,000 visitor guides as this is the year that we redo them. So they'll be printed hopefully within the next month. So we will have those available. We will have signage on the buses and any other materials that we can get. We're really hoping to do full welcome bags for each guest as they step on the bus. It'll be waiting in their seat, hopefully.
So any other organizations or like museums and stuff like that that have something that want to put in there, we hope to include that as well. But otherwise, I will let Patty kind of talk about the Cattlemen's Ball itself and what they plan on bringing.
Thank you. Cattlemen's Ball is June 6th and 7th. It is east of Blue Springs in Gage County. We expect to have 4,500 to 5,000 people entering the Gage County walls. They're going to be, some of them will be staying overnight in our hotels and houses that are put up for rent and any sleeping quarters that we can find. What we're doing with this grant is we're asking for a local bus, Austin Zimmerman's bus transportation, to pick people up in Beatrice, travel down Highway 77 through Blue Springs, pick another group of people up from the Wymore-Blue Springs area, travel through Blue Springs and off east of Blue Springs to the site. This will help with transportation because we don't want that many cars on the road. So if we can convince people to use this bus transportation, it will help with the transportation on the roads and the parking. And who knows with Nebraska weather, whatever else we might be coming up against. And then the bus will pick them up from the site, take the route back through the Wymore-Blue Springs area, back down Highway 77, and back to the Beatrice area. We've talked with the Beatrice Senior High. They're willing to let us park cars there and pick people up there. We may just pick them up from the hotels. There is alcohol involved at the event, and so we want to make sure that safety is the number one thought in our mind with people driving, and this transportation will help with that. We visited with the county sheriff's office. We visited with the county roads department, trying to figure out what is the best route, and the safety is the number one thing, but we want to highlight Gage County and all the things. We kind of kick off Gage County events June 6th and 7th with Sam Wymore Days the next weekend. We have the Homestead Days and then all the softball, baseball tournaments that come up during the summer. So we're very, very excited about the first weekend in June.
What's the route for the buses going from through Blue Springs? Do you know the route?
The route hasn't been finalized, but what we're looking at right now is coming down Highway 77 and then taking the Blue Springs main drive past the co-op down the main street. We'll go over to the Blue Springs Elementary parking lot because they have a nice parking lot there to keep the cars off the main street. But we want to come down the main street to show them. We're kind of proud of what Blue Springs is doing right now with one property at a time. And so we'll come through that, and then we'll stay on that blacktop, which eliminates some of the gravel driving.
Mark, do you know, does that go across the bridge there on the east? That's okay?
Depending on the bus size.
Let's just if you guys would talk to the highway department, that'd be great just for
they can't weigh planning. More in the group the semis that go overloaded with grain every day.
That never happens, Rex.
Every day.
It is a 37-ton bridge or 35-ton. It's right in that range. So it theoretically, hopefully, it does fit the needs.
If not, we'll reroute. But it should.
Fantastic. I like the idea of running around picking up at the hotel, so that is a nice safety.
Well, the Chamberlain Monument's right there at the Blue Springs School, too.
So right, yes.
That's kind of nice.
Another point of interest, yeah.
Where the university has put so much emphasis on him anyway.
Yes.
Sure. are we using one bus for that? And how many people are you thinking that you'll be able to talk into using the bus transportation?
It'll be advertised in the letter that goes out with the tickets. We're going to be using two buses, okay. And hopefully, you know, one is en route and one is picking up, and then we'll just continually keep it going. The highest traffic will be Friday night around 5 o'clock because of the dinner Friday night for the trail boss. And then the next highest group will be on Saturday at noon, because that's when the top hand tickets come through. And then the departure will be Friday night about 10 o'clock. And then the big departure will be Saturday night, probably around between 10 and midnight. It actually shuts down at 12:30. We are hoping to have about 400 to 600 people using those buses.
And this is also modeled off of the Cattlemen's Ball last year, how they kind of did that as well in...
It was in Scotts Bluff, and they picked him up in the Scotts Bluff and then took us out into the country where the site was. So that's where we got the idea, was the Scotts Bluff.
So it's something that you've seen done, and it worked, and it was functional?
Yes. Okay. Correct.
Two buses should do it, though, I would think.
I would think two buses would do it, yeah.
Bus provider have any backup plans in case he needs more than two?
He does have three available for us, but we didn't want to rent the third one if we didn't have to.
Nope. Makes sense.
But he does have them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
With that, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the Visitors Improvement Grant for 2025 Nebraska Cattlemen's Ball in the amount of $18,000 for bus transportation from Beatrice to the Cattlemen's Ball near Blue Springs.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Adams, to approve the $18,000 Visitor Improvement Grant. Any additional discussion?
So, Mr. Lytle. Dakota and I have talked about this a couple of different times, and I think she's got a pretty good plan put together between her and Patty as far as highlighting Nebraska, because it is like... Her and I talked. We kind of have a captured audience when you're transporting these folks. So, you know, it's a very good opportunity to highlight Gage County and what we have to offer. And I think Dakota's come up with some good things to kind of put in front of people while we have them captured on the buses and stuff. So,
will we have anybody riding on the buses giving play-by-play of what we're doing? Are you going to ride along?
Looking at her.
Fantastic.
Like I said, I think she's got a pretty good plan put together.
Who's on the other bus?
Hopefully somebody in our office, but we have to nail down schedule.
You know, Jan Morris does a phenomenal job.
She would
job.
Be great. She would be.
And she would be one that would probably do it.
I should write that down.
Because she's understands the history and likes to share the history.
A lot of treasures you take for granted when you live somewhere.
Yeah.
Any other comment, question for the board? We have a motion by Lytle, second by Adams. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. We have a timed event at 9:15. Ms. Hurley, do you believe you will take longer than 7 minutes, maybe 8, for your tourism?
Well, I have a gentleman. I have Tony here. We could definitely get that done in 7 minutes.
Okay.
My report probably shouldn't take very long either, but.
I need to talk to Tony afterwards, so okay. If you could hold him here till the end, that would be awesome.
Gus can.
It's amazing how people get stuck in here.
I was kidding.
Do you want to have Tony up and we'll go over the Tourism Advisory Committee vacancy?
Okay, yeah, let's do that. Okay, Tony, come on up. So I have a recommendation letter here. Recently, many hotels in our community here in Beatrice were sold, actually. And two of those were owned by one of our lodging representatives. By
Thank
state
you.
Statute, we were supposed to have two lodging representatives on the Tourism Advisory Committee. We currently have Troy Stevens. He represents kind of the B&B, more niche area. And then we had KJ Patel, who owned some hotels here. She has moved. She has completely moved out of state, and so we definitely need to fill that spot. So I have met with Tony a couple of times, and I had reached out and asked. He is currently managing both My Place and the Holiday Inn Express hotels here in town, and asked him if he would be interested in filling this vacancy, and he said he definitely was. So he kind of gave me a little bit of his background information. He's been in the hospitality and lodging industry for a while now. He comes here from out of state. And so we are just, as Tourism Advisory Committee, is making the recommendation to have Tony added to the committee to fill that lodging vacancy.
Tony, do you say your last name, Acilio?
Yes, I do.
Just wanted to make sure.
You nailed it. Excuse me.
Fantastic. No, I think it's great to, and it makes sense to have those two hotels work together, obviously, but it's fantastic to have people in lodging actually involved in tourism activities like this. So even without any requirement to do that, I would think it'd be a great idea if you can fit it into your schedule. Mr. Adams.
Tony, I got a question. I don't know how long you've been here, but in your past, you've seen different things. What opportunities, what change do you see? What direction maybe we can branch into? Do you see opportunities there is what I'm...
We definitely do. This is a new market. Obviously, been here for about 15 to 16 months. Our company is based out of the state of Washington. Our portfolio is going to go dominantly in the Midwest. We're still gauging the market. I mean, it's a tight niche. We don't have any hotels like this. Our local comp set is 45 minutes away in Lincoln. So it's we're still learning the market. There's no rhyme or reason right now. We're just going off like our prior forecast the past couple of years. We're inflated with like the oil spill you guys had in town. Look forward to seeing the advisory fund that we work with in the committee to present to you both or you all and diving in and see what capacity we could help with.
Well, that's where I'm at. What do you see as an opportunity to increase tourism that you can bring to the board?
Absolutely. So it would be one. I think one niche would be going after these companies in Lincoln and Omaha, bringing them down, showing them we can offer substantially lower cost rates. I do have a giant ballroom area, but we can use that capacity for the other hotels as well, working in partnership, bringing these conferences down from Omaha, from, like I said, Lincoln, different areas. I'm still learning the region myself, but bringing them down, letting them know that we can offer pennies on the dollar to host your conference space. True. And then collect all those room nights. Those rates are so much higher up in Lincoln and Omaha. I think that we can entice those companies to come down and those groups. Our transient guests, obviously this isn't like a destination area for our hotel reservations that we're seeing. What we're seeing is just 3-day, 7-day out prior just drive-through, OTA business, their Expedia, your Priceline, your platforms like that. So that's one thing that our sales director is based out of the state of Washington as well. He's going after those companies. I think that's one niche that we could start with.
Good.
It'll help get the exposure as well to the region.
Other questions from the board? If not, I ask for a motion to approve Mr. Acilio to the Tourism Advisory Committee.
Move to approve.
Second.
Moved by Lytle, second by Dorn to approve. Any questions? If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Welcome aboard. No, I think this is another good opportunity to have some input from actual business that's dealing with what we're trying to pull in. So good luck. Hopefully you can find a way to pull a bunch more people into our community.
Absolutely. We're excited about it. Like I said, it's a new market for myself, and then our owners are based outside of Washington. We're just expanding our portfolio in the Midwest, and we're going to concentrate there. So there's a large learning curve, obviously, for ownership and myself. But I think this is a great start for the community to us to blend in and help support it. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, sir. Yeah,
thank you all. Did I over here? I needed to stick around to the end. Is that correct?
That, or I can step out and talk to you here real quick, too.
Or whatever you like.
To go.
Sure.
Yeah.
We will take a brief recess anyway.
Thank you all.
Thank you. We have a timed event at 9:15. It's 9:14 on the clock, so I guess we won't recess. We'll just pause momentarily. I'd ask anyone that has a rock or gravel bid or trucking bid to please turn them in either across the hall or to the clerk. Are you ready? We'll reconvene at 9:16 on the clock. Are there any bids in the audience for rock and gravel?
Just a piece.
If not, I'd ask for a motion to close bids at 9:16 on the clock.
So moved.
Moved by Juergens.
Second.
Second by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor.
Need to make
Are there any other bids?
I don't think so.
Hold on.
That one envelope in the back.
This?
this one here. They didn't say it was a bid, but I'm assuming
we talked in 12 years ago.
We were sure. Injury, nothing.
Mine got taken away from me.
Too sharp, but I'm
right. You can use the third back of my knife.
Almost up to speed on.
I don't have an open gravel right now.
Some of them are available sometimes, and some of them are available other times.
So. Oh, yeah, I see it now. I don't know where this is.
Okay, the first one is Gage County Rock and Gravel Bids. Submitted by Beatrice Sand and Gravel. Wash gravel bid, $20.80.
For what pit?
Huh?
What pit?
I'm coming to that. Just relax. Alex Pitt.
Hey, we want a high and a low, Terry. Come on now.
Huh?
High and low.
That's a pit price.
Oh, pit price.
And they've covered hauling to all the townships, but not to bore everybody. The high is $33.55 per ton, down to a low of $29.05.
Becky, do you want me to move some of Mark's stuff so you can actually get up here? Okay. I saw you took the entire table, Mark.
Wash gravel bid from the Boyden pit, new pit, $20.80. Same thing. The bid, the delivered cost. I might be off on these, but I'll just go $26.50 up to $32.05. Same way, screen gravel, $20.80 from the pile pit. Hauling varies from $28 to $32. Beatrice Sand and Gravel, Sites Quarry. I'm going to give you one, probably common one, inch and a half crushed rock, $25.30. Also, delivery cost for this from Sites Quarry. You know, about the same amount, a low of $26.30 up to $33.80. That completes that one. Any other thing I need to add to that?
I don't think so. Becky and Mark will review all these anyway, and I'm sure Becky will put those together into a spreadsheet to where it's easily comparable.
A bid from Hard Rock Quarries. The option C is checked. We understand and agree price is bid for pit price only, loaded on country or county contracted trucks. Billing for claims shall be for material only. Hard Rock Quarries, inch and a half crushed rock, $25. This This is from RL Team and Construction. Option number A, we understand and agree these prices bid shall be include both material and hauling, and the billing for claims shall be include both hauling and material. Okay, this includes hauling the material for washed gravel from Central Sand and Gravel, range from.
And is that Columbus?
And Mark will have to break that down to get the pit price for gravel is $23, and hauling charges for all the townships range from $45 to $46, right in there. Worst gravel from Belvedere Pit, $20 per ton. Hauling ranges from 28 to 32. RL Team and Construction. Option B. We understand and agree that prices bid using Gage County's pit price shall include delivery cost per ton only. The billings for claims shall be included, cost of delivery only, and copy of scale ticket for material hauled. This is rock being hauled from Hard Rock Pit Quarry in Barnston. Delivery cost range from $5.50 per ton up to $11.50 per ton.
Who's that from?
RL Team. This is rock from Kerford out of Marietta, Weeping Water, Nebraska. Delivery cost range from that location anywhere from 19 to 23. This is from Gaina Trucking and Excavating out of Martell. This is option B. Oh, boy. hauling from Beatrice Sand and Gravel from the Alex Pit. Gravel. Prices range anywhere from $8.47 to $13.13. Screened from the Powell Pit. Prices range from $6.98 up to $12.23. Rock hauling from Sites Quarry. Anywhere from $4.13 up to $6.38. That's a hauling bid from Gaina. Gravel bid from Rock On. This is hauling only, I believe. Hauling from the Powell Pit. Gravel bid. Hauling only. Ranges from $7.36 up to $10.95. Rock On Incorporated again. Washed gravel. From the Alex Pit. hauling only, $7.95 up to $11.90. Hauling from the Boyden pit, $6.38 up to $10.50. One last one from Rock On, crushed rock pit. Option B again, delivery. No bid. Doesn't say what the deal is. Rock On bid, hauling from Du Bois pit. Range from 810 up to 1205. Hauling from sites, range from 375 per ton up to $6 per ton. I believe that's all the bids we have, as we've done in the past. Mark and Becky will review all the bids. We will accept all bids, and they'll come back to us and give us a spreadsheet and show the highs, lows, and where everybody's landed.
Looks like we had some changes in our low bidder this time. Looks like our bottom two are different than what we're used to this go-around. Would you like to make a motion to accept all bids and
I'd like
turn
to
them
make
over
a motion
for review?
To accept all bids and review all bids and come back with a low bid, I guess. But
second.
You know, we accept all bids simply because, you know, if one pit is out of material, we can go to the next or the next if we have to. So that's the reason behind it.
It served us very well. Any question or comment from the board? I don't see any of the bidders in the audience, but just for the record, thank you to everyone that bid on this. We do appreciate it, and it's nice that we are still keeping our head above water on gravel. Sure. All right, we have a motion by Juergen, second by Dorn, to accept all bids. Please vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries. Turn it back over to Dakota for the Dakota Hurley, the tourism coordinator, for the tourism quarterly report.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dakota. Good morning again.
Thank you.
The front here just kind of has the ongoing collaborations and meetings that I'm attending. There's Heritage Highway Byway 136, that organization who's responsible for Trail of Treasures that comes through in October. CENTEC, I am the secretary of that, and we have been meeting very consistently with a new project going on. Need of legislative updates. There is weekly updates through its Nebraska Tourism Association. And there are lobbyists there. There's a lot of stuff for tourism on the chopping block potential, but there's also some good things, obviously, that are being presented up in legislative right now. One being it would affect our visitor improvement fund grant, adding maintenance into something. Right now we cannot approve technically grants that are for maintenance. So like if say a museum needs a new roof or something, currently under how it's written now, we cannot approve that. However, going forward, if this bill were to pass, and it has strong support so far, we would be able to add maintenance in there. So that's something that I've actually been talking and communicating with partners with and urging them if there is something that we could maybe help with that grant that is maintenance, to also ask them to support that bill as well. We had the holiday lighted parade. We consistently meet for that. That was a great turnout again this year. Leadership Beatrice Advisory, YPG. We have been working with the City of Beatrice and Main Street on an EDA tourism grant. So that grant was part of some post-COVID funding to try to attract people to the QCT. So that is, for the main part, that is Main Street Beatrice. And so the city is actually the one who got that grant, but in partnership with both Main Street and the Chamber and Tourism. So we've sent out RFPs for a big marketing project to kind of spend the rest of that money for that EDA tourism grant. And then consistently other things and collaborations. I attended the agritourism conference, which was in consolidation with Nebraska and South Dakota, and we've seen many different aspects of agritourism and got to hear from some great people. We have great agritourism here actually in Gage County and some up-and-coming things, so that was nice to kind of have bring back that information for them. The Nebraska State Tourism Conference was just last week. In Lincoln, that was a two-day conference, and also met with some senators during that. We've had some YPG workshops, the Chamber Banquet, business cuttings, things like that, or ribbon cuttings for businesses. We continue to show up on social media and print advertising and other aspects of online advertising. On the backside, our visitor guide, I briefly touched on this earlier. It is a two-year cycle, so this is the year that we are redoing that. About as soon as we print it, it's out of date because somebody closes and somebody opens. But we are adding an additional 4,000 copies this year to that order to help make sure that when we have people here for the Cattlemen's Ball, that we have one in each of their hands. So we're working on that. And then there is a little picture of our short blip on the new Centec website. So that is a big project that Centec worked on. Centec is all of southeast Nebraska. It spreads from basically the river all the way out to York and then up to Sarpy County. So there's different aspects where Gage County is featured on that new website and different things. We are finishing the Pioneer Place project downtown, which is a shuffleboard park that we recently did. I have also been looking at how other counties are facilitating their visitor improvement fund grants. One thing that we've noticed is the grant itself used to be brick and mortar only, and then marketing was added in. So when that happened on our side, we kind of just added marketing. Rex could probably speak from experience how we have the marketing grant itself is not very friendly to marketing projects. So we're looking at how other counties are doing that, how they have that grant filled out. Some of them have two separate grant applications, actually. So we're looking at maybe that is something that could help when somebody is looking for marketing funds. It's different questions than brick and mortar capital improvement. So I've been working with a lot of different partners and seeing what we can do there. Did some presentations for Holiday Lighted Parade, some strategic planning. We did apply for a Visit Nebraska Marketing Grant Fund that does a lot of our covers a lot of our online advertising and social blitzes and stuff. We were just heard last Friday we were awarded that grant, so we can continue some of those efforts without it really affecting our budget. And then, of course, continuing to build relationships with community partners. Something that we're really working on is trying to be proactive on things so that we're not always in situations where we hear about things last, because that's hard to promote those things. So we're really working on, getting events calendars for all of our communities on the website, and we are wanting to also include that in our visitor guide, so when people are here, they know kind of what's going on around them.
You talk to all the village clerks on that, or how do you get that
information? So that I email a lot of them, or their community organizations as well. So like Adams has Adams Community Foundation, what's Cortland Improvement Association, and things like that that do that. So
do you work with the Passport, Nebraska Passport at all?
Yes, so I encourage, usually when that opens up, I send an email out to, I have an email list of our attractions, I would say. I send an email and encourage them to apply for that. And then, of course, when we do have people that are selected for the Passport program, we like to promote that as well and offer our support in any way that we can. We actually, when the museum was on the Passport, they're not open every single day of the week. So we, at the chamber, even at the tourism office, we had their stamp as well, and they had a note that they could come to our office if they were closed. We had two this past period. We had Happy Kernel and Clean Slate, both locations.
That's a big deal. I didn't realize how many
it's huge,
people
yeah.
it draws. I've got some friends in Burr, and if anyone's been to Burr, you have to drive to Burr. It's not like you accidentally pass through. You have to drive to Burr. And they got on the Passport, and they said they were going to have, I think, 700 to 1,000 people the next year because of that. And I kind of laughed, and they had more than that. So it blew me away. So anything we can do to get our locals on the Passport.
Yes, yeah, so they say that you should expect, if you're on the Passport, you should expect an additional 2,500 visitors to your location. Kim Witulski would, I asked her, being that she was on the Passport, if she found that true, and she would say that she surpassed that, she would assume, just due to being on the Passport. There's a Facebook group that I check into, and there was a couple, they were coming from California to Nebraska for one thing, but they were going to be here for like 4 days, and they just looked it up and tackled the Passport. So their Visit Nebraska does enough drawing attention to it that if we can just make sure that our attractions themselves know when that Passport application period is open and encourage them to apply, because it doesn't cost them anything.
They could hit several people or several yes. places, which is even better, and it'll yep. draw people here.
Yep.
You're already on it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Dakota, do you have anything to do with the youth sports tournaments and like this last weekend? You know, your whole family spent the time in several different locations here in Beatrice, and that brings
so,
in a lot of people, like
yes.
for softball and baseball and.
Yes.
And I've always thought that was really a lot of tourism there. And
fun fact for you on that. At one of the breakout sessions that I went to at State Tourism was youth sports. It is one of the biggest growing aspects of tourism itself. Something that I learned from that was very interesting. Gary Lytle might like this fact too. So the average male youth athlete brings 0.9 people with him when he attends, when he goes to compete. The average female athlete brings an average of 3.2 people
yeah.
with her.
Yeah.
So the more, not that the male sports are not important, but the more female youth sports that we have and we attract, the more people we're getting just because of the fact that she's bringing more people with her that are coming to watch. But yes, so Hoops, Gage County Tourism, actually sponsored the Hoops tournament just as a fiscal sponsor to kind of help kick that off. Something that we really want to do is we also are increasing part of our visitor guide because we want to have our visitor guide at any youth sport thing that is going on. Because those people are coming here and they need somewhere to eat and they need something to do in between games a lot of times. And so if we have that information, and even we're working on things that we can get a QR code that leads directly to our website, because of course we have, you know, dine here, shop here. These are things that you can do in your downtime. We have all of our museums and attractions and different things like that listed.
Teams from all over the county are going all over the state every weekend and spending our Gage County dollars in Seward and Norfolk and a lot in Lincoln and Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
And so whatever we can do. And the girls' softball brings in tons of people when they have tournaments here, so as many. And the boys out at...
There's baseball, too.
Well, not near.
Not as many as the girls' softball.
It's not it isn't even close. It isn't even close. So I just think that that's the best tourism that we can do. And
it is. And so there is a company, it's called Huddle Up Group, and I started a conversation with them after the tourism conference, and they actually have a system and a calculator to, one, rate your facilities to see if you could use your facilities to bring other things to you, and also kind of like where you sit nationally or even statewide. So like where do our softball fields compare to other places in the state, so we can utilize that to try to gain more traction for more tournaments or other events and stuff. And then also on his website, I haven't tinkered around with it enough because this was just last week, but he has an ROI. Like if it's costing your community this much money to bring certain events, like what can you expect if you have X amount of visitors? So I know they came up, I think the Hoops tournament has 59 teams total, and then I was counting how many were outside of Gage County. And that ROI calculator with Huddle Up Group should help you kind of figure out an average of what people were spending in your community when they came to visit based off of the average amount. I mean, when I travel for youth sports, I know it's always looking at eating and fuel, and sometimes you have to spend the night and killing time in between things.
It's expensive to...
I would encourage you to talk to Ms. Haxby also. She's working on some stuff for the Gage County Fairgrounds, which would play right into this. Are you already on this also?
Yeah, she contacted me.
No, that's good, though.
She was ahead of it.
Good deal. But, no, that could be something exciting, maybe mm-hmm. something to expand on, and having people like Mr. Acilio involved, too, where we're utilizing everything we have. That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Keep coming with good news.
Thanks, guys.
Any Thanks questions for Ms. Hurley? Thank you.
The bill that's in front of the state right now,
mm-hmm.
is that something we should put a letter? I think maintenance would be, there's places that maintenance would be good for us to be able to use some of our tourism dollars for. Is that something that maybe we should put a support letter together to send up to the state? Is that something that you think would be of value for the county board to send that?
I do think so. And I can email you and get, I didn't bring my papers with me on that, but I can get that information and email that to you as well if you'd just like to look it over too.
When is that? Is it being heard already or?
Not to my knowledge.
So we've got a little bit of time to get that?
Yes, I would believe so.
If you could get some points maybe emailed mm-hmm. over to Ms. Hill. She likes writing letters for us. That'd be fantastic.
Perfect. Thanks, guys.
Eric, not me.
Yeah, I know.
I'd like to move to place the tourism quarterly report on file.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7-6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, Nicole Stoner, Extension Educator, to present the annual report and give an extension update. Thank you, Dakota.
Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Bring my pile of papers today.
Good morning.
Sorry about this.
You get the big one. Which one wants to put the big one on the pile?
Trying to show off your new printer?
No, but it is working nicely.
Thank you.
It's working nicely. Well, I still have to get it set up with my computer for scanning.
It really is. All the tournaments and basketball, and making me
pay for it. I just got to get my IT.
Unreal. Yeah. Like the smaller
yeah.
towns. Like,
yeah.
I did browsers.
Thank you.
I was going around
page. Sewer's okay. Putting in a big complex.
Thank you for having me. So every year we have to submit our annual reports to be on file with the county. And so you'll see, and I gave the rest of you guys like the shortened version. There's more in the one that I gave Don and Eric. But so you'll see on the cover, that's our Gage County Impact at a Glance. So that's like the whole county, what we're doing, like our big stuff. So we switch out like that big story every year. So this year it was on the Master Gardeners that I work with. So, but you can read about that. Got some information on 4-H, youth development, as well as some Go Knapsack programming and some stuff that we've done with the ag group. And then as you flip through, every year we have to do an annual report for the university. So you'll see, I think, most of the educators who cover Gage County are in here. I think I missed one.
Just Barry.
Just Barry. He's new. Yep. Otherwise, I have all the rest of them. Barry's our new livestock systems educator that covers Gage County. He's in Johnson, right? Okay. So you'll see that we did like an impact report, and that's like one big program that we do for the year, and just kind of put that together. And then we have a two-page plus additional contributions. So the two-page is like our bread and butter, like what all of our big stuff that we're doing is. And then the one page is just like additional things that we've been doing through the year. So you'll see that for all of us. It's got Carly first and then JC, our 4-H youth development educator, and then myself. and then we went to Mateus. Oh, no, sorry, Anastasia. She's our ag profitability educator. And then Mateus, who's the water and cropping systems educator that is in Saline County, covers Gage County. And then, oh, I put these in wrong order. Hope they're not all that way. Sorry about that. I found an Anastasia out of place. Oh, man. No, that's on me. And then Ben Jewell, he's our Rural Prosperity Nebraska educator that is in Cass? No. Odo County. So you'll see his information. And then Ingrid is the early childhood educator in Saline County that covers Gage County. So we wanted you to have all of those. I also gave you this 2024 4-H report that JC put together. It's all of the information about enrollment, the demographics for kids, enrollment by county. You can see the clubs, the volunteers, as well as the council, the financials, information about the Gage County Fair and how we had so many people participating. Premiums payouts totaling over $10,800, so that's great. And then just some other Gage County 4-H program highlights, and then our beautiful faces on the back. So, just so that you know what's going on in that. Do you have anything to add on those, Carly? Questions about that piece?
You said you have a new livestock. Was that, did they replace Wade?
Yes. Wade left, I don't even know, because like I didn't get a notification about it. I think she left right before Christmas. Was it September-ish, maybe? Fall?
I think it was right around when I started.
I think it was, too. Yeah, the fall, Wade left. And so then now we have Barry, and he started right before Christmas. That's what it was.
Yeah. It says here the our ARC and PLC programs, that's coming up soon. Do you guys have some, like,
that's ag.
How to select stuff coming
up? Is that Mateus or is that Anastasia?
It's on the front page.
Oh, that's Anastasia. Sorry. Yes, she did some programming on that. I put it together, but that is Anastasia. So she did some programs on that last year. I don't know if she's going to do any more this year. She's got some stuff on the schedule, but I think it's more women and ag stuff.
Women and ag and the generation.
I think ARC and PLC stuff's due, I think, April.
Okay. I can check with her to see if she's going to be doing any more and get that to you guys. But we've been busy doing lots of great programming, as you can see.
You had a lot of growth for a while, and it looks like we're down a little bit on the 4-H side. Any idea why or what's going on there?
That's probably a JC question. I do know she had a lot of growth and did a lot of programming a couple years ago, but we had Jane as well. So with just JC, it's harder for her to do quite as much.
Looks like she had more growth after Jane was there.
Oh.
Or after Jane had retired. Well,
yeah, that's a question for
right
her
after
then.
COVID as well, though.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Big
there
bump
was a big dip
on
during COVID, mm-hmm. And then it did go up when I was looking at the report.
Mm-hmm.
Second to fifth grade is your huge numbers, and it drops off so mm-hmm. much. What can you do to change?
It's hard. Kids, Dakota just talked about all the great sports. That's hard. You know, kids get into lots and lots of activities when they get into high school, and it's harder to keep them in the 4-H program. Again, I'm not the right person to answer these questions, but I do know that
part. More the school kids, though, because you actually gained a lot of non-traditional members that were, they went into the schools.
Yep,
and,
we've been doing the BLAST program. JC's been doing that for a few years. So they work with the SEC college students to, they're the ones that go into the schools and do the program with them. So they provide them with the activities, the educational programs, and so they're set and they're ready with their learning, their lesson plan, and then they just go into the schools with the after-school program. It's been a really great partnership, and we've written a couple as well of the programs for them to use in that, so that we can. She likes to cover all the areas. So,
Backyard Farmer starts when?
Backyard Farmer, the TV show is.
No, I'm sorry, no.
Yard and Garden. My radio show.
I think Nicole's Backyard Farmer.
Yard and Garden starts April 11th. Yep, mark it on your calendars. I like that.
That's a big
make sure
pull
we
still.
Call in and ask some good questions.
Now you, I think you're banned.
Did you stump the chump?
I'll write my question.
She might.
Somebody else call.
She would try. I know that. She would really give it her all. It'll happen. If there's no questions on that, add one other quick thing. Sorry.
Is this asking for money?
It's asking to use the money that we have. I just wanted approval. I've looked at the budget. We use the binding machine a lot. And we've had it for a while. I don't even remember how long ago we bought that. And it is, like, limping along. We have to really do a lot to make it work. And so a new one, it's, like, all electric and fancy. But it'll do all the good stuff we want it to do. From Eeks, it's $1,879. I just wanted to double-check that that was okay before I do it. It is within our budget of the office supply line.
I would assume. I was just looking around for head shakes and stuff, but I mean,
okay.
If you can,
I just wanted to make
something
sure.
You use,
we ran through the numbers, and I think we should be good with that. But we need it to. We do a lot of binding for all of our different program areas, so binds the papers together. It's nice. I make my Master Gardener calendars that way.
I'm sure you make that back by not sending. I mean, you probably save that by not sending it out to a printer.
Yes.
Even, so.
So I had this year my Master Gardener calendars. I did have to print outside because we were still in between printers. But I did the binding, and I think it saved me quite a bit. I don't remember the quote, but it saved quite a bit to do the binding myself.
Sounds like a good
takes
idea.
Takes a little time, but I did it myself. All right, just wanted to make sure before we purchase something big. I like to always
appreciate it.
That's all I have.
Any questions from Ms. Stoner?
I'll work on my Yard and Garden question.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. You guys have a good one.
Move to place the annual report from Extension Educator Nicole Stoner on file.
Thank you. Moved by Lytle, second by Claybaugh to place the annual report on file. Any discussion? If not, please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Anything else for the good of the order before we go into a brief close? We'll take a 5-minute recess before going into closed session. No action will be taken after the closed session. And the closed session will be over personnel, but we'll recess at 9:55. Whenever you're ready.
It went viral.
It did, yeah.
We'll reconvene at 10 o'clock. Ask for a motion to go into closed session necessary for the at 10 o'clock. Necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of the needless injury of the reputation of an individual to discuss personnel. No action will be taken during or after this closed session.
So moved.
Moved by Adams. Second by Dorn.
You can't second from back there.
Please vote.
Got the stick.
6 in favor. We're in closed session at 10 o'clock. I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 10:24.
I didn't want to work.
Second by Haxby. Second
it's
by Claybaugh.
Out there in that wind.
At 10:24 to come out of closed session. Please vote. 5 in favor. Mr. Lytle had to leave. Motion carries. We are in closed session discussing personnel, a broad range of personnel. Anything else for the good of the order? I said 9:30 we'd be done. We're at 10:25, not bad. If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn at 10:25.